This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden used a visit to a local school to bring a message to Republican governors who are resisting his new federal vaccine requirements, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The requirements could impact some 100 million Americans, from the private sector to the federal government. Republicans say the president's overreaching, and some are threatening legal action. He says, have at it.
We're playing for real here. This isn't a game.
Visiting a Washington middle school, the president says he's disappointed that some GOP governors are being cavalier with both the health of kids and their communities. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. has halted all inbound flights of Afghan evacuees from the two main bases overseas for health safety concerns, a move that U.S. officials warn could have a severe impact on the evacuation operation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday the flights from Germany and Qatar were paused after four Afghans who arrived in the United States were diagnosed with measles.
These individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing. All arriving Afghans are currently required to be vaccinated for measles as a condition of entry into the United States, and critical immunizations, including MNR, are being administered for Afghans at military bases in the United States.
Germany and Qatar, along with Spain, Kosovo, Kuwait, and other countries, agreed to temporarily host U.S. processing sites for evacuees after Kabul fell, after allies initially balked over worries of getting stuck with U.S. security problems. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new government has been announced in Lebanon more than a year after the previous administration quit, with Najib Mikati becoming prime minister, a position he has held twice before. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Najib Mikati pledges to do everything in his power to halt the country's dramatic economic collapse, urging fractious politicians to work together, holding back tears. Mikati, one of the richest men in the country, spoke to of Lebanese mothers who can't feed their children and students whose parents can no longer afford to send them to school. The political agreement breaks a 12-month deadlock that's seen the country slide deeper into financial chaos and poverty. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli police shot and killed a knife-wielding Palestinian man who attempted to stab officers in Jerusalem's Old City Friday. Hundreds of Palestinians had gathered earlier in the walled Old City's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, where they protested in support of six militants who broke out of a maximum security Israeli jail this week. Soon after the Jerusalem protest, a 50-year-old Palestinian wielding a knife attempted to stab police officers near one of the mosque compound's gates. A police spokesperson said officers shot him before he could strike them. Palestinian officials identified the man as a doctor from East Jerusalem. Later, Israeli police reported they had captured two of the escapees. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres presented his Common Agenda report on Friday to the General Assembly, saying the world is under enormous stress. Guterres cited the ongoing pandemic and the lack of a more broad vaccination policy as an example of the failings of current systems to deal with the coronavirus.
From the climate crisis to our suicidal war on nature and the collapse of biodiversity, our global response has been too little, too late.
The report looks ahead to the next 25 years and represents the Secretary General's vision on the future of global cooperation and a stronger focus on youth and future generations. A UN Refugee Agency spokesperson on Friday said he is alarmed by the violent attacks on civilians carried out by armed groups in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees and its partners recorded more than 1,200 civilian deaths and 1,100 rapes and a total of 25,000 human rights abuses this year in the provinces of North Kivu and Ituri. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.